Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 19th of March, and I'm recording at a very late 23:43 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Apologies for that, but I was at the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and the highlight, many of you will know this, was Richard Strauss's Death and Transfiguration. What a wonderful piece, beautifully played. Okay, what's going on here today? Well, for once, the Russian situation is not the key focal point here. And the Fed, Janet Yellen, had her first press conference, and that was certainly interesting. And one of the things that I should point out here, I'll post this comment in comment of the day a little later on, but here's a direct quote of Janet Yellen, quote, "We know we're not close to full employment, not close to an employment level consistent with our mandate. And unless inflation were a significant concern, we wouldn't dream of raising the federal funds rate target," Yellen said at the press conference in Washington. Well, that's a pretty bold statement here, and they do have this employment mandate. The only trouble with that is, you know, and I think I'd be awfully excuse me, awfully surprised if Janet Yellen didn't know this point as well, is that employment's not going to get back to normal levels. It may in numbers, but a lot of people have dropped out of the labor force, and there's a lot of part-time work. And the main reason for that is the accelerated rate of technology, which is replacing jobs faster than new jobs can be created. So that's going to be a big feature going forward. And my feeling is that she will be raising interest rates when those inflation pressures do pick up. Well, what are the warning signs to watch for as far as that is concerned? Keep your eye on CRY or CCI, the Cumulative Commodity Index. Now, if you look at a chart of that was bumping along really since the end of June. Near the 5% level, it rallied up a few times. It kept coming back, came back once, twice, three times, and was lost down close to that 500 level back in the middle of January, or second week of January. And then it moved up very strongly. So from around 504, 503, it's moved up above 560. And the actual high this year so far has been 567.40. So that's a big move. And what's interesting is after that high that I just mentioned earlier this month, we've seen it test the 560 level three times. It did it yesterday, but then closed at the high of the day. It did it again here today, and then closed at the high of the day, a little higher than yesterday's close. So there's strong support coming in. This looks like a consolidation to me. I don't know how long the consolidation will go on for, but this is one of the inflation watch signals. Now we know that this has been driven upwards mainly by the agricultural commodities, but that's one of the causes of inflation data. So we need to keep an eye on that. Another one to keep an eye on is the U.S. 10-year bond, and that has been benign. It's really trading in a very narrow range between roughly 2.80% and also 2.6%. Now, it's obviously not going to stay there very much longer, but we just had this week a test of the 2.6 level once again. It held, and we had an upward dynamic today with that closing at 2.7725, 2.77. So again, if that pushes up through 8, and I think it probably will, although the Fed may try to keep that down. That'll be just a little indication that we're going to move back towards the higher side of the range. Now, the higher side of that range for this Fed 10-year rate, and I'm emphasizing this because I think this is important, it'll certainly be important to the Fed, is 3%. And we will eventually get a decisive break above that 3% level. And that will be another little inflation early warning here. I don't think we're going to see some great surge in inflationary pressures, but they will edge higher. And that's what will cause the Fed to start to think about raising those interest rates. And this wobbled Wall Street, this news here today. And as I just change my screens, I'll tell you exactly what happened in here today. First, in the Asia Pacific stock markets, well, Japan was up a little bit higher here today, but most of them were slightly easier. Although Shanghai Composite, I see that was only down less than well, 0.17, just 3.5 points, but most of the indices were a little bit lower. The Nikkei, which used to be, I beg your pardon, not the Nikkei, the Sensex Index, India, which used to be so volatile, is just hovering here in a tight range near its all-time high, with of course that election coming next month. And we'll know the result in May, and it'll be Narendra Modi as the new prime minister. And people have been positioning themselves. So that's an exciting situation. Vietnam's an exciting situation. I think another new high in here in this recovery move here today. But getting on to the European stock markets now, mixed. Small percentage changes, nothing much going on there. But Wall Street weakened, not a lot in here today. It was down close to a percentage point, but then it rallied towards the close. And so we've got gain, the declines rather, of around 0.7, 0.6 of 1% here today. But I think people finally responded to the fact that Yellen was saying that after they start buying the bonds, in other words, once they've finished with this tapering, which will continue, that she said that she thought that interest rates would probably stay low for another, at least another 6 months or so. But the thing is that investors who have really regarded low interest rates as something they were going to enjoy in perpetuity are now, a few of them are now saying, well, wait a minute, you know, we can actually see over the horizon when they start to edge higher. It's just a little wobble in here today, but Wall Street is expensive relative to other stock markets. There have been a whole lot of new issues. Those continue. That's something that you get in the latter stages of bull markets, near market highs, and there are a lot of indicators that are pointing to this being close to the upper range of what we're likely to see from Wall Street. But then again, despite the tapering, that's still a very positive monetary tailwind. So I'm not looking for any bear market reaction, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if we get a dip in Wall Street over the next 2 quarters here. And elsewhere, resources. Well, Brazil was up again here today. But let me go on to the bonds first. When I mentioned those U.S. Treasuries, the dollar also bounced a little bit. Dollar index getting back almost to 80, and that pulled the euro down a wee bit further, 138.23. Sterling also fractional lower, but not much going on in those currencies. Although I should look at a CRY, that's the renminbi, and it's steady. CNY, sorry, CNY. Let me get that. Beg your pardon here. Can't talk and chew gum at the same time. Well, it pushed up above 6.2, And then closed a little bit below or below that. But remember, that was coming up from just above 6% in middle of January. So again, we've got a softer renminbi here, and if that weakens a whole lot, it'll pressure some of those other Asian stock markets. But I wouldn't conclude that that's going to happen for certain. So what else to mention? I think the commodities, again, they remain a really interesting spot in here. They're not all going up, that's for sure. Precious metals had another weak day overall. They were all lower. Quickly, gold is at 1327, nearly 1328. Now that's getting a little bit oversold here. So I think that we've seen most of this pullback. Ditto for silver. Silver is oversold. Came all the way down to 20.57. And is currently 2063, still trading as I speak on the futures contracts. Platinum and palladium were also a little lower, but most of the others were commodities were stronger. And give you an example, the industrial metals were all higher in here today. I just hesitate a little bit, see if that US copper. Well, it's down 50 cents, but the LME copper was slightly higher. Nickel's been leading the run on this particular move. And these industrial metals are all in base formation developments. That's a classic late cycle play because the production gets cut back. And that starts to firm prices up. But these soft commodities, now wheat up another 23 cents to 716 nearly on the US 716 cents. That's strong. Corn higher, soybeans higher. Again, most of these agricultural commodities are higher, as I already said earlier on. And that's an inflation indicator, and those so watch that US Treasury as an inflation indicator. Precious metals as an inflation indicator. Well, yes, if they were to push up strongly, and I think we'll see that over the medium term. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.